Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio, with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, welcome to the program. We're doing a live call-in show today. So if you would like to get on the air, the phone number to do so, 914-338-1387. In case you're new, I'm Amy Tamman. I'm a psychic, a coach, and a healer. I combine all of that to give my clients intuitive coaching to help transform their lives. Because what's better than living the life of your dreams, right? So I have a nice full switchboard, so I'm going to get to calls. If you need some guidance, some clarity, you don't want to call into the program, consider checking me out at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click work with me, and you can schedule an appointment there. Yeah. Before I get going here, I want to do a little meditation. Just so everybody take a nice big deep breath. And fill the belly with air. And then exhale. And this time on the inhale, I want you to imagine that all your cells, every part of your body is radiating peace. So one more deep breath. Every cell is radiating peace. Peace. And one more big deep breath. It's pretty amazing when we set the intention to be peaceful, everything within us falls into a line. So let's take some calls. Nice, full switchboard. Okay, callers, I like really specific questions because I want to be most valuable to you. And so just go for it. Tell me what's going on, and I'll help. 510, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm good. Amy, I'm occasionally dating, and There's nobody that I date that is a good prospect for a life partner. And I'd like to know if you see any real opportunities coming in my direction anytime soon.
What's the goal?
I want to have a life partner. I'm a middle-aged woman now, and it doesn't have to be marriage, but that would be fine. But I want someone to grow older with.
Okay, and do you want that to be platonic or romantic?
A romantic, please.
Okay, so intuitively I knew it was romantic, but I want you to start saying it, because that's what Spirit's showing me, is that you don't say it. And so you're like, I want a partner, and then you kind of get these guys that are either kind of in, kind of out. I'm seeing, as I tune into you, I see a lot of space, but it's like negative space. And what I mean by that is that, are you putting yourself, that sounds so cliche, are you doing anything to meet someone? Because I see you, and then I see this big space, and then I see a bunch of guys. So it can go two ways. Either you're not putting yourself in the place where those guys are, or you have built a moat around you energetically. So which one do you think it is?
Well, first of all, my job is out of my home, so I am not out physically in the workforce to meet people. However, I do belong to a health club, so there's nobody there of interest to me. And I know I do things occasionally with friends, but to go to bars or single clubs, that's not my thing.
Sure, sure. Okay. So, yeah, you got to put yourself in a pool with other people looking for love. So where do you think you could find other people looking for love?
Well, I'm not interested on online dating.
Okay, I get it. Where are some other options? And specifically, I want you to be in a pool with other people looking for love.
Right. I travel a lot, so probably at the airport.
No, that's not where people are going looking for love. They're looking to travel.
Then you have to tell me because I don't know.
So you could do a singles group, maybe a meetup, maybe hire a matchmaker, but intentionally putting yourself in a place where you can find love. Totally get that you don't like the online, even though it can be effective. And matter of fact, 9 out of 10 of the couples I meet have met online. So I get if that's not your thing, but you can do it very intentionally and you can do it very soulfully if you choose to do so. So what my spirit guides are saying is you got too much space around you. You're kind of in your little world hoping that somebody's just going to pop up, and you and I both know that that's not always the way it happens with anything. Whether you're looking for a job or a friend, you kind of need to put yourself in some situation where you will meet someone. So you get to pick whatever you'd like to do. They are showing me that if you do that, then that's all you need. You're ready. They're showing me your heart's open. All you need to do is just kind of plant yourself in that place where there are other people looking for love.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
You can do it.
Great.
You can do it. You won't be disappointed.
Right. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Let's keep going. 856-856, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? This is Laurel.
Hi, Laurel. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I'm looking for a house, and I put a bid in on a house, but I got outbid on it, and the sale is pending, and I keep hoping that the deal will fall through and it'll come back to me.
It's not. It's not. They're showing me no. They're showing me you got to move on. That's kind of a little self-sabotage. Yes, it was a great house, but they're showing me that there's an even better house.
Are they telling you what kind of house, when, where, anything that you can tell me about it?
They're showing me it's a little house. Well, that's what they're showing me. It's a little house, single family home. Is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I do see a single-family home. It's a little bit smaller than what you initially had planned for, but it's going to feel so cozy and so wonderful. And they're showing me you're going to walk in there and be like, this is where I need to be. And I know you did that with the last house, but this is real. And they're, what's so interesting is that this particular house, they're showing me you're not going to have a lot of competition.
So be
diligent. Get out there. You'll find it.
Well, can you see what it looks like?
I'm seeing
what
blue.
Color?
I'm seeing blue.
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 Is it on a lake by any chance? That's kind of what I was hoping for.
The image that I have is of the home. I'm not seeing a lake. I am seeing a very substantial backyard, but that backyard has fence on all sides, so I'm not seeing it backed up to a lake. It might be in the area of a lake. I'm not seeing that. What I see is this house. And it's pretty darn perfect and cozy, and you will love it.
Is it a single story or a double story?
It's single story. It almost looks. It's like. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just was wondering what kind of.
Honey,
time
you
frame
know
I'm
what you want.
At.
You
I
know
do,
what you
I,
want, and stick
really
with that. Yeah, so go with that. You will find it. Just be diligent. They're saying you need to close the door and let you know, release this one that didn't work out, because that'll open space so you can attract in this new place. But it's coming, I promise. You'll love it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're so welcome. Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye.
860, you're next. I want to talk about that. We get so focused on what we want, but the universe has so many possibilities to bring us our desires. So don't get too caught up on form and just stay in the space of your desire. The energy behind what you want, stay in that space. So if you're looking to manifest anything, whether it's a home, a job, a relationship, we have a tendency, and that's just self-sabotage, to focus on one single result. But if you open yourself up, if you say, I know what it's going to feel like, if you focus on the feeling maybe behind it, then you can actually create it and let spirit do the work and bring it into form. Okay, 860, you're on the air.
It's Amy.
Are you Amy too?
Yes.
Hi.
I'm Amy too. How
That's
are you?
Fantastic.
So I have a question. Do you see for me maybe, this is kind of a different question in a sense, energetically for spring for me, you know, socially and connections, and I have things that I'm manifesting as far as groups that I'm going to, as far as meeting and like what you just talked about, opening up to new possibilities, I believe. And I really am, and I have a bunch of things on my calendar for the month of May and June. And so I was wondering if you see anything maybe that might pop up for you as far as what's going on with me.
What's the specific question, love?
Well, I'm networking work-wise and trying to find new connections. I'm a motivational speaker. So.
Okay, so the goal is cash, right? So you're looking for business opportunity. So you're right, very similar to the first caller. You got to just be a little more intentional about it. So the goal is to find paid speaking gigs, right?
Right.
Okay, something's going on in the background there that's kind of popping. I don't know if you've got something on, program on.
Nothing's on. Is it okay now?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah, so I turned a card over, first time that I was led to turn a card over this show. Was there something that went wrong? Did you try to do a deal where you were supposed to speak somewhere and it didn't go well, or it fell through, or someone flaked on you?
That's happened a couple of times, but then I just keep on pushing through.
Okay.
Yeah.
They are showing me that there is a little bit of anger around that, a little bit of frustration. It's totally expected, so don't make yourself wrong for that. They're saying that it's time to let that go. Like there's a part of you that's kind of holding back, and naturally, because you want to be sure, right? You don't want to get excited about something else and then it falls through, or it turns out not to be what you say it is. Is this right? You've gone through this, right?
Yes.
And so do a little releasing work, a little forgiveness work around that, and simply call those situations to mind and just forgive them and say that was the past and this is not the future. But they're also showing me that what you can extract from that is the signs of everything you knew. They're saying intuitively, they're showing me two different situations. That intuitively you knew that there was a problem, but you were so excited about being able to do this that you wanted to ignore them. So go back, and if you can recall what those are, then that's your guide. And so if you see that show up, then you know that's not a good idea. So then that way, that's your safety. Does that make sense? So that you can really put yourself out there in the way that you want. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. They're showing me July. Late July, and they're actually showing me like the sun going down, so that means it's we're going to be creeping into fall. So in terms of a gig, and their shit, it's going to pay pretty well. Is what you charge in the thousands, 3,000? Is that what your goal is?
You're very I'm very impressed by you. Yes.
I'm good at my job. But yes, you're going to get what you want. 3,000.
Okay. Uh-huh. And I appreciate that. It's so important to forgive. It is important to forgive the past in order to move forward. So that's really great advice and insight. So
we'll do. Well, it's important because we carry it with us. So this stops us from carrying it. Right.
Yes. Great. Thank you so
Take
much.
Take care of yourself. No problem. Take care.
Too. Okay.
Sweetie. 780-780, you're on the air.
Amy, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good.
What's your question for me today?
Yes, Jay called from Canada. You moved me
back. I knew right away. It's been a long time.
Yeah, and I'm going like, get to talk to you again. And because you emailed me a while back, I saw the email you wanted to talk to me. You're just thinking about me. A while back, so I just wonder what that was. So, you know, I guess the question, what were you thinking about me?
I don't even remember. It was so long ago.
but
tell
okay.
me what your question is today.
Yeah, I just wondered, you know, got into a job. You know, I'm taking a 7-month intensive right now in yoga, and it's really opened up a lot of doors and also closing them too. So I just wonder what will be, I know it's going to be a really great outcome, but it's going to open up a lot of doors. And what do you think the doors of that would be open when I finish this intensive at the end of July?
Why do you seem so tired?
Well, I've been doing it for the last 120 days.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's just like,
days.
Like, tune into you. It's just, it's exhausting.
40-day module. Oh, yeah.
What?
It's 40-day It's a 200-day course with 3 days in between. It's 40 days.
Oh, my God.
And
what
3 days
up. No. I just want it to be over. How much longer do you have? Because you were just you're doing it. Like you're they're showing me you're handling it, but it's just it is causing a great deal of fatigue.
80 days.
Mhm. Okay.
Left.
So why are you doing this?
All liberation of stuff, and it's just
okay.
Okay,
I was
looking forward to this
practice.
Course.
It's great.
Yeah, well, it's a long spiritual practice for it, but it's
yeah,
good.
Very
I mean,
long. It's maybe
good,
too
good.
Long, love. A little too long. Okay. Let's see. I see there's an opportunity that's going to show up that's going to allow you to spend some time near water. And it's they're showing me it's travel near water. Like, so either you're going to do an event of some sort. They're actually even showing me San Francisco. So I don't know if you wind up teaching or you go to another conference or you're on a panel, but they're showing me like conference style situation around yoga, a whole bunch of yogis, and they're showing me San Francisco, or it could even be a city by a bay, so it might be on the other side of the country. But yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. What is the goal? Are you trying to make money doing this? Do you want to just meet people? Do you want to just evolve spiritually? What's the goal?
Oh, because it's really connected to shamanism. So, and just doing
so
the
it's
practice.
It's a spiritual practice. It's a spiritual
practice. Oh,
totally, practice.
It is a spiritual practice.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Then you'll get that, and you'll meet people, and it'll be great. I see it being fine. It's fine.
Okay. I know it's a little bit long, but just I gotta stick with it. So just. Yeah.
Mhm. Find the joy in it. Find the joy. I know you're exhausted, and they're also saying what's going on. Were you like eating something and then you quit eating it, or were you on your game like nutritionally and then like the last couple of days you haven't been? What's been going on food wise? Because they're showing me something around. Food.
What didn't I do? I didn't cook for I don't know, a day or so or whatever, so
okay.
Like I was eating some food and it was too hot, I thought. So
okay. That's not normally your routine?
Not normally, it's just I didn't have any it's just I always go out once or twice a week, so, yeah.
Okay. Stay on your eating game because that's what's going to replenish you. That's what they're showing me. Yeah. Stay, it's really whole foods. They're even showing me a little bit of raw food, so just keeping the diet really, really clean right now. And you don't have to do that forever, just during this time. Does that make sense?
Oh, that makes sense because I'm in this intensive. They'll last till end of July, so I'm just looking forward to my days off after my last practice tonight, so, which wasn't 2.5 hours, so be fine.
Okay. Take good care of yourself, good nutrition, good sleep. They're showing me enlightenment is showing up. Yeah. Very nice.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, long time. I've been doing this show for a while, since, 6 years now. July will be 6 years. And he used to call in all the time. All the time. Okay, 916, you're on the air. 916.
Hello. Hi. Okay. Thank you very much.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Can you speak up just a little bit so everybody can hear you?
Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And I do have a question regarding employment.
Okay.
I'm getting out of the taxi right now. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I am searching for, I've updated my resume, and I've applied for TRICARE for their call center and also Kaiser Permanente for their call center. Do you feel that I'll get hired by either one of them, and will I have longevity with the company?
Yes, I do see you getting offers, surprisingly, from both.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I see you getting offers from both. That doesn't typically show up, so that's fantastic.
Well, that's good news.
No, this is really good news. Okay, so the other little piece they're showing me is that there'll be longevity. You can stay as long as you want. They're just showing me you're going to get a little antsy about 2 years in. Is there another passion that you would love to be doing that to make money, but you just feel like you can't?
Well, no, not really. My background is call center for about 18 years. In a patient-driven environment. Vision insurance is what I did for 15 years in a call center.
But outside of this, is there a passion, a hobby passion?
I am an artist, and I do portraits
uh-huh.
and
see,
seascape.
I know what I'm doing.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Bless your heart.
honey, I'm feeling, yes. You can pick either one of those. They're saying pick the one with the best benefits package and max out that retirement. They are giving me that guidance to tell you. Outside of that, they're showing me someone's going to show up that's going to spark something in you that's going to make you feel like, oh, I could potentially make money doing this art thing. That's
okay.
Where the antsiness is coming in. So
I
you're going
to
be fine. You're going to be fine.
Oh, I'm a little... how can I say this? I'm kind of embarrassed right now because I went to one of the places that I just mentioned for an appointment, and there was a child in the waiting room in crying, and at the counter there was a little Beanie Baby. So after I registered, I took the Beanie Baby to give to the child, and then I was stopped and questioned about that, and I hope that doesn't interfere with me getting hired.
No. You have such a sweetheart. No, they get it. It's fine. You'll get two offers.
And I did take a few pictures because this particular location was new to me. And they
uh-huh.
said, well, did you get any pictures of patients? And I said, no, so I'm a little upset right now.
Oh, it's okay, sweetheart. It's okay.
Is it
brand new? Because they keep showing me a brand new office. I didn't know whether that was just. But is it?
Well,
it's a new
building at one
uh-huh,
of the places.
I see
that
it. Yeah, that's the one you're going to take. I see you in your little cubicle, living happily ever after. You're going to get a little start to get a little antsy, but so max out the retirement so that you can go and feel safe doing that passion, and you'll do really well
yeah.
doing that. Okay.
So I don't
sweetheart,
have to worry
you're
about
so you're
that.
Totally fine. You're such a sweetie. Get out of that head. Do some meditation. Do some yoga. Because
okay.
I'm telling you, you're so great. You are so great.
Well, I'm just flustered because
I know
they,
you're just
they,
a little too hard on yourself.
And well, I asked them if there was any record because I wanted to apply, and they said no, and they wanted me to keep my appointment. But I was very quiet and gracious, and I said, I'm not feeling well. I think I'll just go, and thank you very much. So I was very quiet when I left.
Okay. Yeah, get out of the head because you're so great. You're going to get a job. You're overthinking the whole process. People like you. You're great at your job. You're well-respected. You know
okay.
your stuff.
And
yeah.
Yeah, what happened was I was going there for some therapy, and there was a new location. And so I was just so thrilled taking pictures of how beautiful the building was. And I wanted to give
Honey,
the baby a little baby.
I love you. I have a full switchboard. I feel like I've answered your question. If you,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally, you're totally fine. It happens. No one's thinking ill of you. It's not going to prevent you from moving forward.
Okay. How soon will I start
okay.
my new job, please?
I don't see a time frame. I don't see a time
okay.
frame, but they're showing me the offers are very closely. They're going to, in terms of timing, they're going to happen really same time almost.
Probably the place on Arden is the call center.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Take care of yourself.
And
take care of yourself.
God bless you.
God bless you. Oh, I would love to spend more time with all of you. Believe me, I would. I just want to respect the fact that there are people waiting. So callers that are left, you got to be fast. Quick question. My intuition's on fire, so I will get to it. So 708.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What's your question for me today?
Nicole, I'm calling from Chicago. My question is, do you see any positive changes coming up for me in terms of finance and love life?
Finance, yes. And they're showing me two streams of cash, like either someone's going to give you some money, that's pretty awesome, and then they're also showing me, have you been looking for work, or are you going to get, do you think there's a promotion coming, but they're showing me an increase on the work side. Does that make sense?
Well, I am currently working now, so I don't know about I don't know if they're having a promotion or anything like that, I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to recommend that you got to get some more control over the cash, right? You got to be a little more in control of those finances so you know what's going on. So on that side, yes. Yeah. Romance, no. I'm not seeing anything there. And so if that is something that you want, I'm going to recommend Soulmate Secret. And it's time for you to start actually churning that energy of love from within. Because it's not going to just run up and find you. You're going to have to shift some things inside of you. And they're also showing me that there's a gentleman that you just keep holding on to. Either you fantasize about him, or he was the greatest ever, or he really hurt you or something. There's somebody that you just keep holding on to that it's time to let go of. Is this yes?
No.
No?
No. Mm-mm. I'm ready for something new.
Okay. Was there a relationship in the past?
Yes.
Was there a divorce or they're showing me something that was a really big break. Not your like, hey, we went out for coffee, it didn't work out. Like this was lasting. Yes?
Yes, I was engaged to be married to someone. Yes.
Okay. See, there's still some forgiveness around that. That's causing you to hold back. So there's some forgiveness work that needs to be done there. It's subconscious, the things we hold on to. So I think do that forgiveness work, read Soulmate Secret, and then you'll be energetically ready for love. Yep. Okay. All right, so she's gone. I'm not sure where she went. 717, you're on the air, and I got my 90-second countdown, so I'll say goodbye to those listening live, and I'll take the rest of the calls. 717?
Hi, my name is Kivana.
Hi, Kivana. What's going on, my love?
Tivana.
Okay. Tivana?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to deal with, like, the best way to deal with my daughter's dad. Like, we don't want to be together, but it's like we both still got feelings, and, you know, I'm not comfortable with him taking her over because his mom doesn't think she's his. Like, it's just,
honey,
can I
tell you something? Spirit's jumping in real clear because they know that I'm on a time crunch. And it's not me. It's Blog Dog Radio. I can only go so long. They're showing me you need to stop sleeping together. Does that make sense to you? No? Okay. So she went away. I don't know. 836, I believe. 836.
Hi, this is
Hi.
Julia. Thanks
How are
for
you?
Taking my call. I'm like
no
sliding
problem.
In the water.
You're a regular caller into my program. How are you?
Yes. Well, I'd like to talk to you. I'm doing well. How are you?
So tell me what's going on. What's changed in your life? As a matter of fact, I never listen back to my shows, but I listened back to that show that you called in recently.
Oh.
So tell me what's new developments.
Well, I'm making progress. I'm still, you know, in the process. I haven't actually made the move yet. So it's like trying to figure out, you know, how it's all going to come together. So I think I need to focus on making sure I have employment. And then, you know, once I've got that locked in, you know, go ahead and make the move. So, but I still need to research or continue to research to try to narrow down. And I'm almost thinking that, you know, as I find employment, that'll help me, you know, kind of narrow down where I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask, you know, what you saw around employment as it relates to, you know, being the catalyst for the move.
Okay. So what they're showing me, the way it is, energetically, the way it's going to go is going to be that wherever you get a job, that's where you're ultimately going to move. But I want to encourage you that some of that, like, I think it'll be a fine move and it'll be a good gig and you will be happy. Let's see if we can even go more soulful and more enlightened. Mm-hmm. Where would you want to go? And see if you can build a job into that. Find a job there.
Well, I know for sure I want to be closer to the water because it's so peaceful and tranquil for me to just, you know, where I'm not like on the beach, but close enough to where it's just like I could walk there or maybe ride my bike there or just a short car ride.
So
but
is there a beach
where,
you have in mind that you want to go to?
Well, actually, yeah, the Gulf of Mexico side of Florida, the west coast of Florida.
Okay, so only apply for jobs there.
Okay. Yeah, I just found like a temp agency. What's it called? Aerotech. It's a temporary staffing, and they have
a
location.
Sure. I was a recruiter for you. So, I think. Where did you find the temp agency? There, or where you're at?
I looked online, and I found that
Where's the agency located?
It's located in Tampa.
Where you want to live?
Yeah, the Tampa area. I don't want to be like right in Tampa. I want to be more like in the suburbs of Tampa.
Okay, but
I'm
it's
not
close
really
to there, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's going to require that you make for them to really place you. You're going to have to go ahead and be pretty much ready to move.
Yeah, see, that's the whole thing is trying to figure out the logistics of making this happen because it's like, you know, it's so expensive to move because you got to have your first, last, you know, month's rent, your security deposit, your application fee, and, you know, so it's like I'm a little befuddled with the whole thing because I don't know how it's all going to come together.
Sure. One foot in front of the other. So I'd say start looking for housing because you know that's where you want to be. So do that, and at the same time be looking for a job, and it'll all come together.
Well,
first and foremost, be looking for a place to live. Because you are engaging in a little bit of self-sabotage. I could explain to you all the details, but just trust me on this, since I'm short on time. And just start looking for a place to live where you want to live, and then the job's going to show up. You'll be okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I don't mean to be a pest calling into your show.
No. I totally get it, my love. I mean, I can explain it to you, but, you know, it's a little self-sabotage. You know, just letting yourself get flustered. You know that's where you want to be. So look for a place there, and the job will show up, right?
Okay. Do you feel that the temporary staffing is the way to go, or do you think?
I think it's a great way to go, but you got to be there. An agency's not going to put you out with you in the middle of a move.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's the self-sabotage part.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's like, you know, chicken, egg, which do I do first?
Sure. So let's just call it chicken. And the chicken is you're going to look for a place. And then once you get there, register with every agency, and then that gives you an opportunity to see a lot of different companies. And you will be ultimately hired on. They're showing me that through those opportunities, there will be a permanent job that shows up.
Oh, good.
Have faith, sweetheart. You deserve to have what you want. You really deserve to have
what
you want.
Appreciate that, really. I'm ready. It's kind of like, to even think about, I can have what I want.
How fun is that? Yeah, and you know where we get in our own way is that we try to convince ourselves that we can't have what we want, right? But
yeah.
You can. You can truly have what
yes.
you want.
It's like a foreign concept I can have.
Yeah, I know, especially
now,
for you.
Want?
You put somebody else first for years and years and years. So now it's like relearning how to be in the world again, right?
Yeah.
But you're going to get it quickly. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate this. Thank you so much.
You're so
welcome. When I talk to you, I always have such a big smile and I'm uplifted. So thank you. That means a lot.
Good. Take care of yourself. It's going to go well.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. And you take care and have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay. I think I can take like all these calls. So if you are cool with it, let's take some more calls. Let's see. 678-678, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Amy, this is Gina.
Hi,
just
Gina,
to hear from
how
you
are
again.
You?
Good. Good, how are you?
Tell me what's going on, my love.
Just see what spirit is picking up on finances by the summer or whatever you can come up with.
So what's the plan around finances? Are you looking for a job? Are you...
I'm looking for a traditional job, and also I do something on the side. I actually have something going on this month, so for the side job. So, but, you know, of course, things need to be taken care of, but I'm really focused on this traditional... I was focused on it, and then I kind of laid back on it, laid off on it for a little bit. So I'm trying to get back into the groove of things.
Are you looking for a job that's working with children?
I did apply for at a school district, school system, more in the central office, not actually the schools itself. I have in the past, maybe a couple months ago, maybe.
Okay, because the card I turned over for you is working with young people. It's a part of your divine purpose, helping, teaching, parenting children. So that's the card. So that could be a message that. So I look at this card twofold. It could be that you may need to be looking at more jobs where you're going to be around kids or involving kids. The second piece is that it also can be a reference to an inner child, which is your inner child, and that a need not being met. And my spirit guides just told me, they're like, don't even go into that side. Your eyes just glazed over, and I totally get it. And we won't deal with that. I say they did. They showed me glaze over. Keep at it. That's what they're showing me. Keep at it. They're showing me, they said May. So there is a permanent job that's coming May. They say an offer. Yeah. So just be really diligent. Don't get in your head and like quit for 4 days. I'm not going to look for a job because I'm too depressed, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You
that
do that.
That's so funny.
You're like, it's so freaking overwhelming. I can't do it. Okay. So don't do that.
Right.
Just be really consistent and diligent. Hour a day, have some fun, relax. Hour a day, have some fun, relax. And it will show up. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, 702. I'm assuming you'll be the last. 702.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I'm in Denver, Colorado right now, and I'm here for an interview. It was I just got out of the interview process, and it was long. It was long, and at times it was very tough, but I really desired the position that I'm applying for, and I just want to know, do you see me getting the position?
You call into my show a lot, right? We've talked.
This is my third time talking with you.
Honey, no. No, okay. I don't see you getting it. You are so talented. That's why you keep getting these offers. But what gets in the way is that there is somewhere where you truly want to be, but you're just so afraid to go for it. Very similar to the call before the last one. You got to go for what you want. And because you're going to keep getting these offers, you're going to keep getting things, and it's just like either you're going to be the last, second to the last candidate, it's going to be between you and one other person, or it falls through. So it's like what they're showing you is that you got skills, right? So it's not a skill issue. They're showing me you interview exceptionally well. The struggle is that it's not totally what you want. And so I want to encourage you to go for what you want. Where do you want to be? What type of industry do you want to be working in? And that's really where you're going to thrive.
This is the job that I wish I could say it did, but this is the position that fulfills my desires as far as professionally right now. This was the position.
Do you like that location?
I just love it. Me and my fiance, this is where we want to settle.
In Denver?
Yes.
Why do I keep seeing you in L.A.?
Mm.
Was that on the table?
That was number one on the list.
I'm sorry?
Los Angeles is number one on my list.
It was never on your list or number one on your list?
It's number one. Number one.
Yes. Hello.
But here's the thing. I've been applying to jobs out there for 3 years, and I have not got a call back from that area, so we pretty much stopped looking recently. I said within the last month or so, because we weren't getting any call back from them.
Okay. So where do you want to be? I want you to say it out loud to me and to yourself. Where do you really want to be?
Southern California.
Yes. So look. There are millions of jobs in L.A. for you. Just look. You will find it. I promise. I don't have a, you know.
I'm tired. That's the thing.
I know, sweetheart, but don't let you. I know.
All right.
Go for what you want. And you will get it. You will get it.
Okay.
I would tell you. You know, I would. Energetically, I gain nothing out of giving you this information, right? I'm telling you what they're showing me is that if you go for really what you want and you fully plant your feet and believe, have faith, there is a job here for me that's going to pay me what I want to make and doing the work I want to do, and I don't need to compromise. And I'm just going to trust and go for it.
Okay.
You will find it.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Take care of yourself.
You do now.
Let's see. I got 2 minutes left in this archive time if you're listening live. I want to talk about that. We get tired, right? We're going for it. And we get tired. I get it. I'm right there with you. What gets us through is staying planted, staying rooted in the desire. And if you know it's something that you want, I talked to you about my spirit guides, they're like, well, you just told them not to be specific. If you know it's something that resonates with you, go there. Whatever that is, that's a part of the desire. It's a feel to it. You know it. So stay in that desire and know that everything will fall into place around it. Spirit is not going to make you compromise on the essence of what you want. You won't have to compromise at all. We just sometimes get caught up on one result and then it takes us. Ah, shit, I'm tired. Thank you. Oh, man, full switchboard. How fun. You can find me at Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.